Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where your sex life will improve just by visiting the site. This is our free Friday show. We're on Sirius XM 165 Extreme Talk. We love being on Sirius XM. Super
love
fun
it.
On Fridays. And it's a free Friday show for all. As you know, we do three shows a week. If you want to become a Friends with Benefits member, we would totally appreciate your support of the site. You can figure all that out, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. Hi, Menace.
Hi, how you doing today?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed.
It's awesome.
I'm just figuring out all our audio
and it's
levels.
Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. How do you feel about that?
It is?
Yeah, did you do anything?
And I'm
for that?
Irish? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That? I know. I thought you would be
it's
like
on a Saturday?
I thought you'd be like prepping for weeks.
I don't know. The area that I grew up in, I'm the only white kid. All my friends were Mexican, so Cinco de Mayo is actually a bigger celebration for
right.
me than
oh, that's right.
St.
We went
Patrick's
out and got
Day.
Drunk last year on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. I have a I might have a thing.
Oh, tell me a video of that night.
No, oh, not okay. a video of that night. I might have a party on Cinco de Mayo that I have to do in San
oh.
Jose, California.
Oh, so
I was talking about
go.
That today.
I don't want to go to San Jose, but let's do it again, like an annual. I want to go out. We went to the Mexican place.
I know.
It got drank tequila.
It was a lot of fun, but
which is rare for me.
I really want to do a party in San Jose. I feel that's where the core.
I know, that's where your heart is.
Of my being is in San Jose, even though I've never actually lived there, but right. I just have so much fun.
I know,
when
you
I
love it there. Why don't you just move there already and call it a day?
It's like Vegas for me for some reason.
I know,
reason.
That's so funny. I wish you were coming to Vegas with us when we go at the end of the month. Is anyone else going to be there? We'll be there the 26th to the 28th for conference.
Well, I wasn't really invited until
You're invited. You're invited, but it's a Monday through Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I didn't know if you'd want to come.
Can't do that.
But I want to do something fun.
You purposely do that all the time. I really want to invite you to this party at my house, but... you know, it's during the week.
You think my entire life should revolve around your lame-ass schedule because you have to get up at 3 a.m.?
I'm just saying, you know, who has been by your side for many years.
You.
Supporting you, you know, making sure the show keeps on going.
You got plans on weekends. And
maybe you can just plan one effing party on a Friday when I'm available.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I got it. I'll plan a party on a Friday.
Maybe a Vegas trip on the weekend when I could go.
Okay.
Maybe do just that. Just throwing that out there.
We're going to do our wasted Vegas party soon where we drink a lot of alcohol and do the show.
This will be on a Tuesday.
Sorry, no, honey. Sorry. It's an ILS conference, International Lingerie Show. We're going to talk to some sponsors, lingerie, sex toys, all that stuff. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the top sex positions, what you need to know about and why
missionary.
You should do them. No, that's not on the list. The top sex positions that you can actually do that you should do and why you should do them. And we're going to explain how to do it. And also texting mistakes you might be making. Some texting etiquette, some text etiquette.
I mean, DTF is like not the first thing you should send them?
Not everyone knows DTF, do they? Oh, is it from Jersey Shore?
Yeah, but everyone knows DTF.
Oh, I don't know.
DTF.
I didn't know until you brought it in.
DTF?
No.
You don't know what it is.
Now I do, but I didn't before.
Oh, okay.
I didn't before.
They put it in the mainstream, but DTF has been out there for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. They're in the mainstream.
Are you DTF?
Who isn't DTF at some point?
Yeah, but in the text message, I don't know if it works that much, especially at 3 a.m.
Are you DTF? Delete. We've got some good things you should say, some bad things you should say. And some things you shouldn't do. For example, I have a friend. This is just a story that just came up. She called me and she's really worried because she just had sex with a guy for the first time the other night. And they didn't have the birth control talk. We just did a show on ejaculation etiquette this week, which should totally listen to. But not only did he not ask her if she was using birth control, he just stuck it in for like three pumps and then pulled out and then you put a condom on. And she's like, dude, you could have a disease. I could be pregnant. Like, why do guys just stick it in without protection? I know it feels so good. I know you can't help yourself, but it's not smart.
Well, because
I don't mean to be Debbie Downer here on the protection, but
condoms are for punks. That's why.
No, Menace, don't
just
say things like that. People believe you.
I know. Morons believe me.
Like, yeah, don't believe Menace like when he says dumb things.
Because
he
say
knows
it to be
they're
funny.
Dumb and he's trying to be funny in quotes.
Okay. Condoms are not for punks.
No, you should not just stick it in with a woman. Unless you want to be paying child support for the next 18 years, I'd say you don't do the pump in, pump out.
Unless she's like really good looking.
Unless she's super hot. But he was totally distressed. She was totally distressed by it because she's like, what if I have a disease? She's young, so whatever. But you got to be careful. You can't just stick it in.
I know.
And then today's show is actually brought to you by Good Vibrations. If you use coupon code GVEMILY15, you get 15% off purchases at Good Vibes. That's Good Vibes. They've got lots of good vibes going on. They just had their 35-year anniversary in San Francisco. They had some crazy party in San Francisco the other night. I was supposed to go, but I couldn't go on Saturday night. But you could buy any sex toy, lingerie. You could buy sex toys. And you could buy DVDs. Like if you want to buy porn for each other, porn for couples, porn for women. They'd have the best products. So it's GVEMILY15 at Good Vibes
for a
discount.
Did anyone use the vibrators from the Vibrator Museum on the anniversary?
I don't know if they did because they have a Vibrator Museum at Good Vibes in San Francisco.
Crazy looking antique vibrators that look like hair dryers that people or like drills.
Right.
It
they
was
would
insane.
Use.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. They have the antique. It's pretty cool.
It's crazy. I don't understand how women even used that back then.
Yeah.
It's like the early 1900s vibrators.
Well, I know. And like psychiatrists used to like penetrate their patients and stuff.
Yeah, just for fun.
Just for fun.
For funsies.
You're here laying down on my table naked. And so we've got a little bit of a sex in the news today. What are you going to do this weekend? Anything good besides, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day you're not going to do? I'm not a big go out, drink green beer chick.
No, I committed myself. I'm probably going to go out because now that you told me and I'm Irish, it's mandatory.
I'm glad I brought it up.
But I committed to go buy some Girl Scout cookies that's like an hour away.
Oh, I just did that too. Have them send it to you. I went to see my, do you know that I drove over to Marin County, over the Golden Gate Bridge, mm-hmm. to buy 10 boxes of Girl Scout cookies for my goddaughter, because she emailed me, and she's 8, and she's like, I love you, I know, will you buy Girl Scout cookies?
They just like, they sucker you in.
They make your life,
it's,
I know.
It's a guilt trip.
I know.
So it's a young girl.
Can't she mail them to you, or can't they come visit you? You're going to drive schlep out to the East Bay to buy
Yeah, but it's my old hometown, it's right. fine. I'm
okay,
go
you
do
can
it.
Do that.
But, yeah,
that sounds fun, Girl Scout cookies.
They've been around for 100 years now.
I know. I sold Girl Scout cookies, but I got kicked out of the Girl Scouts.
Oh, really? For what?
Because I was in third grade, and I was talking too much. Is that a shock? Yeah, I kept talking, and she's like, if you talk one more time, you're out. And I was out.
Wow.
I could have gone back, but I didn't want to go back after you get kicked out.
86th from the Girl
Scouts?
Yeah,
from the Girl Scouts.
I thought you were going to do like something slutty or something.
And when I was 8, no. And I didn't even get to sell the Girl Scout cookies. I didn't get to do anything. She's like, you're dismissed. Now come back next week. And then I was like, I don't want to go back to that place. They won't let me talk. So that's why I do this for a living, because you all let me talk. And I got good things to say. Maybe not in Girl Scouts, but
that's
you know.
Amazing.
I know. Who gets kicked out of Girl Scouts?
I've never met that person until
me.
You
I know.
Told me.
So it's not my thing, but I still support them with the Girl Scout cookies. But we had way too many in the office, and we ate them all, and we were all kind of sick.
Check this out. I went to one Boy Scouts meeting, and then I never
you did?
Went back.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
I was like, this is whack.
I cannot see you in the Boy Scouts, but I'd love to see you in the uniform.
It's funny because I have friends that are like Eagle Scouts, you know, the highest ranking.
You do still?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
know.
Yeah,
they like take young boys.
No, they just, you get certified as like,
right.
I don't know, nice. You get a special card and everything. I don't know
why I'd want to be an Eagle Scout.
No, but it's good on your resume.
To be an Eagle Scout? Yeah, I guess it shows you responsibility and staying power in some ways.
Yeah, I guess it's good for college and stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. When you're like graduating from college and you need everything on your resume that you can get, that's what you might do.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a little bit of sex in the news. Did you get any good celebrity stuff going on today?
Good celebrity?
We didn't get anything
great. I
know
somebody just, I got a message that somebody just had a breakup after 11 years. It was Jenny Garth.
Oh yeah, from 90210.
Yeah, and Peter whatever split after 11 years.
Oh
and
wow,
they have three kids together.
Yeah, they've got kids.
So that fool is gonna be paying so much money in California for three kids.
Yeah, it's true. 11 years is a good run. That's about right.
11 years.
No, and I think it's good when people are together for life, but I think 11 years is in Hollywood. That's not bad.
Why are you just saying, oh, it's all good?
I don't know.
They have three kids together.
I feel bad for those kids because they're going to be in serious therapy like all of us are.
Why do you think marriages, they have great runs?
I don't think they are. Because you know why?
Because people are
so hard on themselves when they go through breakups and they go through divorce. They think it's the worst thing in the world and they failed. And I don't believe that any relationship is a failure. I believe that relationships are a work in progress that you learn from every relationship. You're in it for a reason, for a time. You meet that person, they come into your life for a reason, but sometimes it just doesn't work and it's time to move on. I don't see it as a failure. Would a life or a relationship be better? Of course. That's amazing. People have been together for 80 years. I salute them. My hat goes off to them. But 11 years, pretty good. Don't be mad. Don't beat yourself up. Didn't work.
My grandparents.
Hard for the kids though, because, you know, look at me. Yeah. We're both products of divorce and look at us.
My grandparents have been married over 60 plus years.
That's amazing.
Crazy, right?
Are they happy?
Yeah, they're happy.
How often do you see them?
Never. Once every couple of years.
Where do
they live in Reno.
Oh. You go to Reno. Visit your grandparents, little menace.
I did recently, not too long
ago. They'd be so happy to see you. Do they love you?
No.
Why?
Because about 8 or 9 years ago, I was on a morning show. They did a morning prank on them.
Oh.
Like, they prank called them pretending to be me. And they like totally believed that it was me.
Aww.
And it was so bad.
That's
and
mean
got
to
really
prank
upset.
Call your grandparents.
What? It just went a little too far.
I don't think.
It was funny
that's
at first.
Why you like that morning show stuff. I don't think that stuff is funny.
It was just a very successful morning show.
I know. I didn't listen.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. My other grandmother would have thought it was funny.
Right. Well, you called the wrong grandmother.
We called the wrong grandparents.
And she's still mad at you all these years later?
Oh, my God. They didn't talk to me for a couple of years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful who you prank. You can prank me. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but you know what? It's my grandparents. They should just get over it. And
they
still
should.
Love
you're their little baby. Maybe
I'm the only boy in the family, too. I'm the one carrying on the name, bitches.
I know, that's
right. You better bow before me.
I know, all the other menaces that you're going to create, the little menaces.
Yeah, all the other ones are, it's all chicks. No one to carry on the
name. I know.
I'm here to carry on the name.
Do you know that my name's going to die? Because there's three nieces. I have three nieces, and then myself, and I only have one brother. Our name's going to die. Morse, gone.
You got to tell your brother to get working on
another
that.
Kid?
Yeah.
I think they're done and done.
Really?
Three kids, yeah, done.
Let's call him right now. I love that guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Should we call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Let me find the Skype.
Oh, my God. He will be hilarious.
Text him.
Okay, let me do it. Then you got to. I love my phone.
I love talking to brother. Your brother's so much fun.
I know. Don't you think he's the best?
He is.
He's hilarious.
When is he going to come visit again?
Hopefully in a few months.
That'd be good. All right. You're texting him. So, if anyone that's listening right now, Emily has a brother who's back in Michigan, who's living a normal life. He has three children and he's married. How long has he been married?
18 years.
18 years. All right. I'm going to look up his number on your phone.
Okay. But how do you find it from the text message? Can you find it?
You just up there on the top.
Oh,
you click contact.
I love that. You know how to do that.
What? Crazy. All right.
I just talked. Are we going to try him?
Yeah. We're going to try him.
Okay,
right now.
Cool.
See if it works. He's
going to say something mean about me. We can talk to him about the secrets to a successful marriage. Cause he's been together for 18 years.
All right. Let's see if he picks up.
He never picks up.
Why?
I don't know. Because he doesn't work on Fridays either.
Maybe he has things to do.
I love calling people. We should call my mom after.
All right.
He's attached to his phone. It's Friday. Was he going out of town? No.
He just doesn't want to pick up.
Michael Morse. Oh, yeah. So mean.
Come on.
Okay.
All right.
So let's move on to sex in the news. Maybe we'll try him back later.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Montreal is the best place to have shower sex. Have you ever had shower sex? You talked about this. Didn't some girl pass out on you?
Yeah, I was down in Palm Springs, California, and if you've never been there before, it's like the desert. It's extremely hot.
Right.
And I was having sex with a girl in the shower, and the shower is hot, and then out of nowhere, she just faints.
I thought I killed her. Yeah, maybe
like
you did.
Seriously.
No, you didn't.
And I would have to go bury her in the desert. But
that's hilarious.
I thought she was joking at first,
right. But
then I was like hitting her in the face.
And you gotta hydrate her before you bang her in the shower.
Yeah, like suck up some of the shower water, chick. Like what the hell?
Well, a survey conducted by the Canadian Institute of Plumbing has found that 60% of Montreal residents are regularly engaging in shower sex. The more conservative prairie provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan only clocked in around 40%. The survey was conducted to raise level of awareness about water consumption, and while the Institute recommends spending less time in the shower, they acknowledge that people having sex in the shower had other things on their mind. I have got a great chapter in my book called Hot Sex, which you should all buy. Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. And there's a whole chapter on how to have shower sex successfully, because a lot of people have it unsuccessfully. Like,
yeah.
They do things, it's too slippery. We have, like, special hand movements and movement and different things you can do. But I'm just saying, if you're in a couple relationship, next time she's in the shower, he's in the shower, jump in with him, suds each other up. It's a hot thing to do.
Yeah, it's it feels really clean. If you're
if you're one of those uptight about smell people, scent people.
Smell. No, I just don't like to get the sheets and everything dirty, you know, because
you want me to pour
like an entire candle into the middle of my bed.
Exactly.
And who's going to do the sheets? I got to tell
I'm
the chick
telling
to wash
you
the sheets?
That this. Okay. This is what we're talking about. There is this amazing massage candle by Jimmy Jane. In fact, JimmyJane.com makes beautiful, beautiful sex toys. And they have this massage candle, which is a great thing to do. It's a weekend. Go buy one right now at JimmyJane.com. Use coupon code EMILY25 for $25 off your purchase. So the point is, the candles smell amazing. They're regular candles. They burn cooler than most candles. And you pour it on your lover's body and it turns instantly into massage oil. But not drippy, sticky massage oil. It's like a goes right into your skin massage oil. And the owner was here.
Can I bring the candle into the shower?
Yeah. No, it'll go out. But after the shower, you cut. Yeah, you can. It creates a pool of wax, and then you can take it in, and you give your partner a massage, and it smells amazing. And I just think everyone should own one.
Can I pour the candle wax into my hand and throw it at her while she's
in
the shower?
No, you can't.
No,
but just put some plastic tarp down on your bed or something. Jesus, just use it. Okay, a new mom porn top. Okay, new mom porn tops the U.S. bestseller charts. If you ever wondered what
mom porn.
Okay, so 50 Shades of Grey, the first in a trilogy of explicitly erotic novels by a previously unknown author, has already sold out its first run of paperbacks in the U.S., prompting publishing to order 750,000 new copies in April. She's a British writer whose full name remains a secret, started writing the book as a fan fiction extension of the Twilight series revolving around Belle and Edward. But once it gained popularity amongst middle-aged women, she rewrote the characters and storyline to become a new trilogy. So I guess it's mom porn.
Really?
Like MILFs, I guess. I don't know.
F that. I'm all about Hunger Games.
Why is everyone talking about Hunger Games?
Hunger Games.
What is
the
deal?
I've been on it for way before anyone thought it was popular.
What do you mean you were on it?
Like, I knew it was going to be like the next Twilight.
Okay, well, why is it such a big deal? Who's in it and why is everyone talking about it?
Because it is a book. It's a book series.
I know.
And everyone's waiting for the movie to come out. And it's...
Who's in it?
Who is in it? I don't know.
Why? But did it come out already or it's coming out this weekend?
It's coming out this weekend. That's right. Why everyone's going crazy for it.
Everyone's going crazy. I'm just like, I don't even know what it is. But maybe I'll see a movie
I'll probably go see Hunger Games this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me know if you go.
All right.
Call me. We can go to a movie on the weekend.
Will you go? Will you talk through the whole movie?
No, I will not
because
talk through the movie.
I swear the Hunger Games people will kick your ass.
One time I talked in a movie and Menace likes to
twice. You talked in the two times we
went
to the
movies. There were two really bad
talked.
Movies and I talked. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry I talked. There was bad movies.
So what? Even if Hunger Games is bad, you can't talk through it.
Okay. I promise. I'm just gonna, if you could get me large popcorn.
Yes, fine.
You don't have to get it for me, but. It'd be nice if you did.
I'll give you a few dollars. You can just buy it.
Awesome. So. Okay. Affair with college girl kills a 63-year-old newspaper editor. Guess how he died?
While having sex?
Banging her. We had this in the Sex and the News the other day that it's not a shock, but older men are more likely to die having sex with their mistresses, okay? Because they are, you know, trying to prove themselves being virile and then they have heart attacks and die. So Robert Caldwell, he's a longtime editor of the Oregonian and a Pulitzer Prize winner, died from a heart attack last weekend after having sex with a 23-year-old student. He met the girl at Portland Community College several years ago, has been buying her books and other school supplies in exchange for sex. Initially, the Oregonian reported that he had been found dead in his car, but later changed the story once he just emerged and the student herself began talking to the press.
Oh.
It's one of those sugar daddy relationships that I should have found that in college. I was waitressing. So what do you think about small dogs or whatever? Like you want to call them or wait till you're on the date, but don't like be texting to start a whole conversation.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Sometimes texting gets exhausting. And I really think that the call is the holy grail. When the guy picks up the phone and calls me, I'm totally
Well, you know me, I don't like writing, so I'm always on the phone.
I know.
Always.
I love that you always call. And now we G-chat.
We video chat.
It's so fun.
How much do you love that?
I love it. I get to see your little pretty face.
Thank you.
Okay. The last and final thing, do you want to guess what men shouldn't do?
Ask them if they're DTF.
Don't do that, but the winky face. Don't use emoticons. You're not in middle school anymore.
Emoticons.
I love emoticons. Do you not use emoticons?
I am guilty of maybe using emoticons here and
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you do the smiley face. Because sometimes you want someone to know that you're joking. There's no other way to do it. Or you want to be cute or you want to be funny. Yeah. It's like it's become punctuation.
It's fine.
I don't think a guy's a pussy if he does a little smiley winky face.
Well, maybe he is, but just
he
let it go.
He might be a pussy, but not because of the emoticon. I swear to God, it was something else. It was something else. It was not the emoticon. So that's what we got for you on today's show. This has been awesome. Happy Friday.
I got to talk to your family today. It's Friday. I want people to drink, but don't drive.
Exactly.
Have a good time. We're here at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco. If you don't know what Stitcher is, you just download it for your phone.
Yep.
And it's free.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
But if you're not doing anything where you have to advertise.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to
That's
be
true.
On
You're
Facebook.
Right. A lot of people I know are not promoting anything, and they're just showing vacation photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother says he can't. Sorry.
Ah!
So
your brother just texted you. We were trying to get him on the show.
We're trying to get my brother on the show.
Maybe we should talk to your mother about it then.
About staying together, married for a long time.
Well,
you feel like calling my mom?
Well, no, I want to call her and talk to her about continuing the name, the Morris name.
I know, you're right. Okay, well, you want her number? She'll answer.
Okay, we'll call
maybe.
Her. Why is your family, they don't want to talk to
Top
you today?
One. I don't know, because I feel like, I don't know. My mom, we can ask her about carrying on the family name, but she's...
Oh,
She's a Morris. She's a Morris, but she just feels like...
What?
I don't think she cares that much. She's going to... You know,
she doesn't care.
No, but I kind of want to carry the name. So if I have kids, can I?
Well, if your husband's a pussy and he'd be like, oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, that sucks. I never thought my family name's going to die.
Bobby Christina.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
I recognize a San Francisco area code.
Exactly. Well, you're on the air right now.
I am?
Yeah. We're live on the radio show, so don't say anything embarrassing. We had a question for you.
I wanted to talk to you.
It's Menace, Mom.
Hi, Menace.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Are you busy?
No. I'm not busy.
You're eating. Okay.
I just wanted to know, do you want her brother to have a boy to continue the Morris name?
I've never thought about it.
I think he should have a boy. Do you think he should have another kid?
I think physically it's impossible.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I think he did something, didn't
no.
he?
No. Oh,
he
did he?
I think he snipped.
Oh.
Okay, let's flip it on Emily then.
You think I should have a boy, Mom, just to carry on the name? Although it wouldn't be my name. It would be the guy's sperm.
You know what? It's not my name.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So she doesn't care.
It really doesn't matter to me. I don't think that's any reason to have a child or not have a child.
Okay, Mom. Well, I was just going to get pregnant over the weekend.
I think it's so unimportant.
Yeah, but Emily was planning on getting pregnant over the weekend.
Yeah, just to help out. No, just kidding, Mom.
What would you think about that? Do you want Emily to have children?
You know what? It's up to whether Emily wants to have children. It's not up to...
All right.
I don't think about it. I really don't.
Between you and me, she's not in the room anymore. Do you want her to have a kid?
No, I don't care. I really don't care.
She really doesn't
why
care.
Are you supporting?
I really would only want her to have children if she wanted to have children and she felt that was fitting into her lifestyle.
My child is sex with Emily.
Why are you supporting her lifestyle?
Oh, stop it, Menace. Mom, nothing's wrong with
Menace. I want her to find fulfillment and be happy wherever she's at. Her life, it's her life, not my life.
Oh, man.
See, my mom is very rational.
Seems like she gave up on you a long time ago.
No, she didn't give up on me. Mom, so what's the secret?
I'm not giving up. I you know what? I think Emily lives her life on her own terms. And if that's how she's fulfilled and she's happy, then that's all I ask for.
Well, exactly.
I don't have expectations on what my kids should do and shouldn't do. They don't live their lives to please me.
That avoids a lot of arguments then.
Exactly. We never fight. Right, Mom? Before we go, do you have any good secrets to your... You've been married a really long time, and I'm wondering, what's the number one thing that keeps it together? That why you think you're still together after all these years? Because we were talking about how there was a relationship, some celebrities getting divorced after 11 years. I'm like, well, that's a good run. Like, I don't think it's negative and it's a failure, but you've been married for... You've been together like 30-some-odd years?
17 years, but we've been together 27 years.
Right. Wow. Okay, so, Mom, what's the secret to your success?
You know what? I think we still really enjoy each other's company.
Right.
And we play well together, and we're really independent. We give each other total space.
That is so important.
Do you take separate vacations?
Yes.
All the time.
Wow.
Yep.
So
I think
crazy.
That's epic. I think that's great, Mom, separate vacations. She's smart.
That's the key to life is that, of course, we were all grown up when we met each other, but you know what? We don't tell each other what to do or how to spend our money, or we're just, you know, we have a lot of respect for each other.
I heard you have to marry your best friend. That's what everyone says. You got to marry your best friend.
But I've told Emily, and I really believe that you have to really like to hang out together.
Right.
You know, go to the mall together, go to Target together, you know, I mean, and also have other friends. It's really important for women to have girlfriends and not depend upon their husband to
fulfill all their needs.
That they, you know,
yeah, but I don't trust those girlfriends. They give bad advice.
Menace, that's bad. Mom, I think you're right. He's so not true. Menace dated
some... Poke him. Emily, poke him.
I do
what?
Poke him.
No way.
Mom, but don't you think it's true also? I was talking about this earlier in the week on another show that we did, is that if you are dating someone, it's such a red flag. Like either you're dating a man or a woman, and if they have no friends. Red flag.
I think that's a red flag.
You've no friends.
I don't want to date anybody that doesn't have friends.
I know. It's
I'm
a really bad thing.
I don't trust their friends. That's all.
Oh, that menace. Don't say that.
What?
Because we actually got an angry email about that.
Oh my God. People take me so seriously.
I know. We're getting some angry emails. Because it's true, but you're not. Because they don't realize you're kidding.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Do you realize that I'm kidding?
Yeah. I know you're kidding, honey, because I know you, but most people don't. They think you don't like women.
No, I'm asking your mother.
Oh. Mom, what? Do you think Menace is kidding?
What did you just say? I'm sort of losing track here. What do you say?
Do you think that I'm kidding when I say things? Or do you think I'm dead serious?
I don't know.
All right.
She hasn't listened to us lately. Okay, Mom, happy Friday. We love you.
It's nice talking to you.
It's not
bye. I know. Well, it's almost Friday. It's Friday. Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Come visit.
Come visit.
Okay.
We love you, Mina.
All right. Bye.
I like when she's in studio.
I know. My mom's awesome in studio, and my brother was awesome. I can't wait till we release that show.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a little sidetrack into Emily land.
No, but she still had some good
My mom
advice.
Has good advice. But it is true, the people without friends are a nightmare. So that's just a good tip from this week. I've got some emails.
All right, from the peeps.
From the peeps. So everyone, you can email us feedback@sexwithemily.com. We answer all your emails, especially if you're a Friends with Benefits member. Your emails go right to the top. I'm your personal sex therapist and answer all the questions that you need to know. Give you the answers that you need to know.
It's Friday, everybody. We're drunk.
It's Friday. I wish we were drunk. Next Friday. Okay, this is about lasting longer. Emily, I came across your website and iTunes application by coincidence, but you can't imagine how much I loved it. I listened to your free show on Friday and then immediately signed in and became a member, a Friends with Benefits member.
Thank you.
I'm a guy in late 20s and currently don't have a girlfriend, so I often have sex with escorts on call visits for like an hour. Previously, I used to have sex once a month, but in the past couple of weeks, I'm feeling that I need to have it every 2 weeks. I'm not sure if there's something wrong with my health or body. Also, when I have sex, I normally have normal erections, but the problem is the first shot, I usually ejaculate quickly, like in 3 minutes. I usually favor the doggy style, so in order to delay the ejaculation, do I need to change the position or see a doctor, for example? Thanks. That's from Hasho. He's in New York. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member. You can be one, too. Okay, so here's the deal. You can always see a doctor. I think it's great for men. I don't know how old you are, but you're in your late 20s. I think it's great for men to always go for checkups if you're concerned about it. But I do think that premature ejaculation is a big psychological issue for men. And a lot of times it's in your mind. You thought, oh, last time I came quickly, this time when you came quickly. And I think that you just need to focus on the sensations and the feeling in your body, and you have to practice. You can do your Kegel exercises. They help men stay harder longer. If you want to, you can download my app called Kegel Camp in the iTunes store. It's for men and women. And they're exercises that you exercise your PC muscles. And I get into this all the time, but it really helps men. Also, there's a book called The Multi-Orgasmic Man. It's amazing, and it also teaches men how to masturbate so you can train your body not to ejaculate so quickly. But go for a checkup, do what you need to do, but I wouldn't worry about it. And you're not worried about seeing escorts, so I'm not going to worry about it.
I was just checking this old escort website to see if it was still around.
Oh, which one?
For the people, if they visit San Francisco anytime.
Oh.
Lovings.com. It's been around forever.
Lovings?
Lovings.com.
Is that where you go?
That's where I go to get my escorts.
You go to get your hose?
My high-end.
Your escorts.
It's the high-end ones.
I know. I should do
Not
that.
Not the Craigslist ones.
That'd be kind of fun. I'd be a good high-end escort because I get along with those people. I'm super chatty. I'm good date.
Yeah.
Good in bed.
A lot of them don't even want to have sex. They just want to have somebody to hang
out with.
I'll
go with those guys.
Yeah.
Will they still buy me shoes and stuff?
Yeah.
Perfect. Done and done. Okay, the next email we've got is on losing virginity. Dear Emily, I've just recently started having sex. I thought it was supposed to feel wonderful. It feels like nothing to me. Help, what am I doing wrong? Thanks a bunch, Valerie from Destin, Florida. Well, first of all, I want to say there is nothing wrong. You just started having sex, and to be honest, it gets better as you get older. That I don't know anyone whose first time was earth-shattering, groundbreaking, and amazing, because the first time... just like the first few times or the first few years you have sex, you really don't know what you're doing. But how you can speed up this process and make it more enjoyable is if you really start to focus on your own pleasure. You masturbate, you spend time alone, perhaps you buy a sex toy somewhere, or you just don't need a sex toy, you just masturbate. Whatever it is, you have to know your body and what makes you feel good, because then the next time you have sex, you can move in positions that you know make yourself feel good. So I just think that, Valerie, that you just haven't done your work yet and what makes yourself feel good, because that's what women bring to the table when they're having sex. They move in ways that feel good to them. Because mm-hmm. guys, it feels good in every way.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care which way you move in. As long as it's in, is it in? Then, yeah. But I would just say that you should spend some time, commit to yourself once a week or twice a week. You're going to masturbate. You're going to figure out your body and figure out what makes you feel good. Now, you might already know this, but I still don't think you should be disappointed that it wasn't great. You're not doing anything wrong. You said, help, what am I doing wrong? You're doing nothing wrong. It'll get better.
Was it amazing your first time?
No.
No, mine either.
No, I don't even remember it. It was like, I remember the moment just being like, ugh, it's uncomfortable. It hurts. I'm done. I'm hungry. Something like that. And it was over. Yeah. Okay. And today's show, just so you know, coming up, we're going to be talking about the top sex positions and some texting mistakes that you might be making and you shouldn't make anymore. Okay. This email is about the four agreements. Dear Emily, I found your podcast last week on iTunes, listened for a couple hours, and that was all I needed to become a yearly Friends with Benefits member. Your show is like a fantastic breath of fresh air after drowning for so many years. Mm. At 32 years of age, I feel very lucky to have found your program. Thanks so damn much. I'm not trying to promote a book I've been reading. I'm curious if you or listeners have ever heard of The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. With your show and this book, my awareness has exponentially increased, and I'm damn excited to the days ahead. This is from Premium Friends with Benefits member Nick from Sacramento. Much love, he says. The Four Agreements. Have you ever read The Four Agreements?
No.
Okay, so The Four Agreements are very interesting.
Is it on DVD?
It's a book.
Okay.
So you could probably download it on Amazon. But it's been around. It's for, you know, I don't know how many years. A long time. It's been around, been taught. And there's four agreements that's all it's about, is the four agreements you should make yourself for a better, happier, healthier life. And the first one is be impeccable with your word. So everything you say, you should got to be careful what you say. These are like four of like the things to live by. It's mm-hmm. I know people who study this like at their therapy. Don't take anything personally. So never take anything personally. Someone says something, it's usually about their own crap anyway. Don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions that you know what someone is saying and that you, because we all make assumptions, and a lot of times we assume the negative, we assume the wrong. It's not true. And so just don't make assumptions about anything. Just find out the facts. And then the last one, that number four agreement, is always do your best.
So I like this.
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you. You should read more about it. So be impeccable with your word, the words that you speak. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions in life, and always do your best. And if you always do those things, those are the four agreements of life, you will live a happier life. And Nick, thanks for pointing that out. I always love reviewing that.
I think that I almost live all those.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that you are, yeah, impeccable with your word, maybe. I think that you don't think of things personally. You're pretty good at, like, just letting things kind of slide.
Yeah, I don't care what people say
about me. I don't think you assume. You're not a gossiper. You're not assuming someone means something that they don't. And you work really hard. So I'd say you always do your best.
Yeah, just number one, the whole speaking thing just doesn't really come out well.
No, but you're impeccable. Impeccable doesn't mean, it just means that you speak the truth.
Oh, yeah, I keep it real.
It doesn't mean be impeccable, be particularly articulate, or use big words. It means more like just you say should be what you mean, and keep it simple, and don't say things you don't mean.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100. I've never heard that. I learned so much from you.
Yeah, keep it 100
means. You should
write
a dictionary.
What?
The menace dictionary.
The slang dictionary?
Yeah, I know they already exist online, whatevs, but if you did your own, that would be really cool.
Yeah, people know what keeping it 100 means.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I just never say it. Okay. This is about sex drive. Hi, Emily. I'm a 50-year-old woman who is engaged to be married for the first time. Oh, it's my brother.
Oh, really?
Should we talk to him?
Yeah. Put him on speaker.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi, Emily.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on? Oh, he can't hear me, though. Can we call him back?
Yeah, Mikey, we're going to call you. Wait, Menace can't hear you. We're calling you right back on your cell. That's my bro, and he's amazing.
Yes, he
Do you need his number again, or do you got it?
I need it again.
Okay, so we we go here, and then here, just find it, the contacts. Okay, so I'm a 50-year-old woman who was engaged to be married for the first time in my life. My fiancé and I have great sex until last year when I had a mesh procedure done and my libido seems to have diminished. I am very sad because my fiancé feels he is not doing the job for me. Can you help me with any suggestions? Thank you, Lisa. This is about libido issues, and we'll get back to it after we get in touch with my brother. Did you call?
I didn't call because our computer... Okay. Oh, I just almost had a mini heart attack.
Oh, you thought the computer went down?
Yeah, that our computer
That would
crashed.
Be a bummer. We're talking to the entire family today. My mom, my brother.
Who else can we call?
My brother loves you.
What does your sister-in-law feel about you?
I don't know. You can ask my brother. We're different.
We're different.
I love her. I love her, but we're different. We're so close, but we're very different. Yeah. So I don't know what
hey. Hey, what's up?
How are you, man?
When are you coming to San Francisco?
Hopefully soon. I really want to come.
Yeah, I want you to come hang out. It's
we
so
had
much
so
fun.
Much fun.
That was a riot. That was a riot.
Yeah.
I was telling Emily, you know, maybe June, but I'd like to do it a little sooner.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We really want you to come out and visit again.
You came up in the conversation because we're talking about kids, and you got three kids. You have three little girls, right?
Correct.
And I was talking about carrying on the family name. I suggest that you have one more kid and try to have a boy. What are your thoughts?
Well, the vasectomy kind of got in the way.
You got the vasectomy? Right.
If I didn't have that, and I had to get a new wife because my wife doesn't want any more kids. So those things happen. So Emily might have to have some kids. We have some boys to carry on the name.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, she just married some guy, some pussy, that doesn't care about carrying on his name. She has a couple kids and then just has the Morris last name. What do
you think?
Because
the name's going to die, Mikey.
Well, maybe one of my kids will keep their name.
I doubt it. They don't seem like it. What? Maybe they will. I would love it. But that's still, no one ever does that officially.
Some people do it. I just, then if they have kids, which name do you get? Do you hyphenate it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, well, there's still hope. Or I could have a kid. I don't know.
What do you think of Emily's lifestyle? I'm just kidding.
I know. We've talked about this. I know somebody who is trying to have a kid. She's 40. She's 42 or 43 right now in her second marriage, 34-year-old guy, and they're trying to have a kid as we speak.
Oh, right now they're having sex?
Lots of sex.
And how's it going?
And turkey basting is going on.
Oh, the turkey basting stuff. How's it going with them?
I think they just did it for the first time.
They're working on it.
So I don't know. She's trying to get pregnant. She wants to have a third kid.
It's not like your brother's there with a clipboard observing.
I thought he was watching. I just wanted to know. So
do you think Emily's going to have a kid? Yes or no?
Probably not.
Okay, I was about to say, if you had to put Vegas bets on it.
I got a dog and I got a radio show.
Oh, the dog is a nightmare.
No, the dog is cute. We love the dog.
I think she married some rich dude in the next few years. Maybe they could adopt some Guatemalan rescue.
Michael, I could have a baby. Stop. So, Guatemalan rescue child?
She's just going to marry some guy that has kids already.
Yeah,
and then she's not going to pay attention to them, though. But
yes, I will. I would never be a bad stepmom because Michael and I had the worst stepmoms ever, right, Mike?
That's true. We win a prize for that.
We do win a prize for that. We made it through. Well, we really want you to come visit.
All right. You know, and I appreciate the call because, you know, my voice messages get typed up. So you guys called, and for some reason, my voice now picked up your conversation, talking about shower sex and whatever, and I'm going to see the transcript on my email.
No way.
Voice messages.
That is funny. So funny. Okay, I forgot. I probably didn't hang up when we called you. That's so funny. Well, I'm glad you called in, or we're glad we got a hold of you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. That's
hilarious.
It's crazy.
He's got, like, at the beep, we will transcribe your message, and he heard us talking about shower sex. Okay, we got to keep moving here.
No way. That's cool.
That's cool. Isn't it that funny?
Yeah,
you should get that, the transcription of the voicemail, because rather than having such a hilarious voicemail that you have, he's got a message that goes on for 2 minutes. He does it on purpose, so people won't leave messages, but you could do the thing where it's transcribed, and then...
Yeah, but it's just my mom that leaves messages now.
Oh.
She's the one that still leaves messages. That's it. No one else does.
I know. No one leaves messages anymore.
And then she's saying, hey, call me back.
That's it?
I'm like, Mom, you know that I see a missed call. I can call you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen to your message. Okay, so I just read an email before we talked to my brother, so I'll paraphrase, but she's 50 years old. She's a 50-year young woman who's engaged to be married for the first time in my life. Her fiancé and I have great sex until last year when I had a mesh procedure done and my libido is diminished. I'm sad. My fiancé feels he's not doing the job for me. Can you help me with any suggestions? Thank you, Lisa. So, Lisa, here's the deal. If the symptoms persist of your low libido, there are many topical estrogen products available for application. A lot of women are using estrogen. They're also going on prescription testosterone in hopes of experiencing like a rapid improvement of their libido. However, testosterone and the estrogen should only be prescribed through your doctor. So I would definitely say you should go visit your doctor. There does not seem to be a simple pharmaceutical fix for women with low sex drive, which is kind of a bummer. For years, drug companies have been trying to conduct like a Viagra-like medication for female sexual issues, but there is no magic pill that provides consistent results for women. So I would say, I don't know if you're on any other meds, sometimes women on antidepressants or blood pressure medication that can also affect their libido. So I'd get a little checkup and talk to them about estrogen or testosterone. That's what I got to say to you there, Lisa. And good luck to you. And we should move.
A little tequila wouldn't hurt.
Little tequila might get you going.
Drop. Once it hits the lips.
It's just so good. I want some tequila now.
The libido goes crazy. The libido.
I really, really could use some tequila right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just feeling like I could use some. Okay.
Everyone needs tequila on a Friday.
I don't drink enough tequila. How's that nice tequila I bought you?
It's good.
Have you been drinking it?
The 901 tequila by Justin Timberlake.
Do you save it for special occasions?
No, I actually drank it all.
You drank it all already?
Yeah. I drank it all.
Was it good?
It was good.
Did you think about
me? It tastes just like Patron, yes.
With every sip?
Yes. Okay. But just to let people know, you have to drink...
Until you blacked out?
Yeah. You have to drink the clear tequila, because if you drink the brown tequila, you're going to end up in prison. Okay? Because if you drink too much of the brown tequila, you're going to go crazy.
Why?
Drink the clear. Okay. I don't know. It does something chemically to people where they go crazy and rip their shirts off, and then they go and beat up a cop or something. It's like... I don't know. Something's wrong with
it. I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Everyone, this weekend, do the clear tequila. Okay, these are some of the best sex positions out there that you might not have heard of. If you've just been doing doggy style, or you've just been doing, we've got actually doggy style tips here, but if you've just been doing missionary, or you've been, you know, hammering her home with the jackrabbit sex, that's not what we prefer.
No.
What we'd like to tell you is about some new techniques that will help her have better, longer, stronger orgasms and hit those spots. The coital alignment technique.
Okay.
This is a really popular one. If you don't get what I'm saying, we're going to post this on the website, a diagram of it. The coital alignment technique produces more orgasms for women than any other position. And it's not that hard. Basically, he lies on top, resting his full weight on her rather than propping himself up. So he's kind of like lying on her, no propping up. Scoot forward about 3 inches forward from your usual missionary position. Cup her shoulders and make love to her while the base of your penis is rubbing her clitoris. So you're on top of her, but you're moved up more. His legs should be straight. And this is an orgasmic position that is much more up and down than in and out. So you're going up and down. You're not going, or it's more like a circular motion than in and out. Wrap your ankles around his calves to lock him in place if both of your legs are tight. Then both of you grind in tight, feel-good circles. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Keep your clitoris pressed against the base of his penis. Don't speed up to orgasm, but maintain a steady, even pace. You will love this because it has clitoral stimulation, and it's necessary for women to orgasm, and there's more of a chance of a simultaneous orgasm with this position than any other. So it's the CAT, the coital alignment technique. Menace, I can give this to you if you'd like to check
it
out.
Is it in your book?
It is in my book.
In your book is?
Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. Buy it on Amazon. It'll improve your sex life.
Yeah. And that's all like pretty much sex positions,
yeah,
correct?
It's all sex positions and sexy things that you can try. And it's been rocking people's sex lives since it came out in October.
Yeah. Was it in Korea?
Yeah, I got the Korean edition. It's in 7 different languages.
That's crazy.
I know, everyone. You should go buy my book. Okay. The doggy style. We all know doggy style, right? Man's behind. There's something very primal about doing the deed from behind. A lot of men are able to orgasm a lot easier. Some men actually, it delays orgasm. But we're talking about the women. So basically, the guy kneels on all fours. He kneels or stands behind the woman and penetrates, holding her hips to move back and forth and keep her stable while he moves in and out. You can vary the technique by lying face down, flat on the bed with your legs spread apart while he's on top of you and penetrates from behind. So you know when a woman can lie flat or she can have her back arched? Both feel really good. So what you want to do specifically with this position is the front wall of the vagina is very sensitive, which is why rear entry feels really good for women. So that's why it's the front wall of the vagina. It's the best position for deep penetration. And the from behind positions alter the angle and give him a direct shot at the G-spot, making your orgasm extra intense. He also gets to watch his penis go in and out. Do you watch your penis go in and out when you're doing that?
I feel like only when they're on top.
Oh, but not when you're from behind?
Not from behind.
No, it's kind of hard. You got to kind of look down. Okay. Here's another hint about the doggy style. By bringing your feet close together or crossing them at the ankles, your vagina, her vagina, will feel its tightest. So bring her legs together and squeeze, and it's good to make your vagina feel tight. Feels good for you, feels good for him. It's a win-win.
Have you ever invented a position, you think?
I should invent a position, shouldn't I?
It should be called the Emily.
Oh, God.
What do you think
would the Emily be?
The Emily?
I know you're going to make a joke, but you can't call it.
No. I was just going to say.
I don't know what it would be. It would be, I can tell you what it won't be, but it won't be like Jack Rabbity. It'll be really slow and sensual, and it'll have to do with a lot of kissing my neck and teasing me slowly, undressing me slowly. Is that a position? That's more of an act.
Yeah, that's an act.
Okay. I'm going to think about the Emily position. I should invent my own position because I'm in a good position to do so.
Yeah, I want mine to incorporate flips and cartwheels.
Really?
Yeah. But she's doing all that stuff.
How about you should get a swing in your room.
A sex swing?
A sex swing.
I don't even see how those things work.
I know. I don't really get it either, to be honest. If you're a sex swing manufacturer, send me one. I'll review it. I get all the toys. I've never gotten a sex swing. I got offered one once. I'm like, where the hell am I going to put it?
Don't install it yourself. Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian fell. Had tumbled.
Broke it. Yeah.
I know. That's hilarious. But they're a heavy couple.
Yeah, but she's not that heavy. She just looks heavy because next to her sisters.
Right, but she's bigger boned. She's fat.
I've met her in person. She's the same height as me.
Right. She looks, maybe it's because her sisters are smaller.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And her sisters are super short.
But Lamar Odom isn't that who she's
married
to?
He's super tall. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, women on top. We all know women on top. There are many positions to practice while you're having sex, but if you really want to make her orgasm during sex, let her jump on top and take control. Because men love this, because they can lay back and they can watch her boobs bouncing up and down.
I've rarely found women that can orgasm on top, though.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks because then when they can't do that, then you got to, as a guy,
you got to work harder.
You got to do all the work.
Most women I know orgasm, not most, I don't want to say that, but a lot of women are more likely to orgasm.
Love those women.
Yeah. You got to find those women. Okay.
Take a nap while you're
I'm just going to zone out here a minute while you grind away. Women on top is a great position for her because she can find the perfect spot and pace to grind herself on you. So she knows exactly how to move. So that's why she would do this position. It's one of the only positions where she can get clitoral stimulation without a helping hand. However, she can also lean backwards while you rub her clitoris with your fingers. Men like that when the woman leans backwards, kind of. Not all the way, but you can see your boobs and you can rub her clitoris. It's a perfect position for that. Here's a hot hint, though, about women on top. To switch this move up, she can face the other way, reverse cowgirl, and lean backwards on your chest. If she leans back far enough, you can caress her breasts during sex, which is always nice. I feel like men forget to caress the breasts. And while she does the control movement, some thrusting on your end will feel good and help her take her where she wants to be. So the deal is that woman on top is great for a lot of women because they could move exactly how they want to move for her clitoris. Except for the women that men's dates, for some reason, they're all...
I love the ones that just
that
on
date.
Top.
I know. Why doesn't...
Kind of fine. You guys need just there should be a special badge on Facebook or something.
I know. You think about the dating sites would be how do you orgasm? What positions do you like?
Oh my God, that'd be so amazing.
I agree. A sex survey?
Once you make that site.
Okay.
Here is how
it's
I
on
get
my
off
list
sexually.
Of things to do.
Because that would take out so many weird conversations and everything like that. It'll just get everything out of the way.
I know. So beforehand, he wants me to blindfold him and slap him on the ass or something.
Yeah,
it's a good, they have websites like FetLife. They have different websites where you can where you screen yourself sexually.
Your fetishes.
Yeah, you can break down your fetishes.
I'm not talking about fetishes. I just like, hey, you
know. Like, I just want to know what makes you feel good, babe, before you get here so I can rock and roll.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Or maybe that's like a survey, like a piece of paper, a little survey that you can fill out, and then you just hand the survey back to somebody.
Yeah, I've seen these sex surveys on the first date. I've seen these sex surveys, and I think that they are very interesting.
You know what? I also
think everyone should just take a sex survey so you can know what you like. Because one of the biggest problems with sex is that people don't expand their horizons. They do the same positions over and over again, and they don't realize that there's actually more to try, more to do. Buy my book.
Yeah, and I also was trying to campaign for a couple years on the show. You probably don't remember, but how people should have sex before they go out.
At night?
They would have so much more fun.
Oh, that's a good point, but they're not drunk enough yet, as you would say.
Yeah, maybe.
Some people have sex before they go out.
Yeah.
But I think it's always a big anticipation towards the end of the night.
So much anticipation and stuff like that. But why don't you just have sex beforehand?
Because we're all dressed and ready to go out. We got our makeup on, or we're dressed, and we don't want to get naked again. Unless you shower together, like we've been talking about, and then you get dressed together, and then you have sex after you shower, but then you got to kind of shower again if it gets messy, but whatever.
But save some time. You're making it more complicated than it should
be. It doesn't have to be. Just bang before you go out and bang when you get home again. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a little bit of time here. We're going to move into the texting mistakes guys make after first dates.
Yes. I want to hear this.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. There's general texting errors that men make, which is why you probably didn't get a text or a call back. General psycho behavior. Sending a good morning, beautiful text at 7 a.m. the next morning is a nice gesture, but if it looks like you sent this immediately after waking up, it's a bit overeager. You might not agree with all these.
Pussy.
Guy said good morning, beautiful, but if it's at 7 a.m., maybe right after, you should wait a few hours.
Yeah, you got to do it like in the afternoon.
Okay.
No morning text.
No morning text. Sounds like you just woke up and you've been obsessing about her all night. Okay. Mm-hmm. Seizing poetic license on pet names. We've talked about this, prematurely pet naming somebody. Mm-hmm. In the first text after the kiss night, it's strange to be dropping nicknames, even if it's something as general as beautiful. It pushes things beyond casual way too fast. I agree. When guys are like, hey, babe, or whatever, lover. Hey, lover, hey, beautiful. Although I love to be called beautiful.
I don't think guys care about that stuff, but you guys overanalyze
Like crap. We send our texts out to like three of our friends and be like, what do you think he meant by good morning?
Yeah.
Like, we analyze everything. It's very true.
So dumb.
Okay. A text novel. If you're shattering character limits with 3 to 5 long texts in a row, you better be helping your date write an essay. Otherwise, you come off as a maniac. So don't type too much. Don't get into like, last night was really fun when, and I thought that. Well, when your chicken parmesan came to the table or whatever, just like keep it short, sweet, simple. Yeah. Okay. Over-aggressive texting. Not giving the girl enough time to respond to a text. You need to at least create the appearance that you have a life.
Yeah, if I text a girl and she doesn't text me back right away, I won't text her at all.
Ever again?
No, I'll just wait for her to text me.
Right, but don't do it twice in a row. Like, where are you?
No.
I just texted you. Did you get it yet?
Maybe a couple months later, like if something comes
up, that's
relevant.
If you've been dating for a while, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But after the first date, if you aggressively text the person, then that's like a few in a row.
Yes.
And even if she liked you, here's the thing that I got to be real about. Even if I really like a guy, if he is like way too like calling me, texting me, when are we going out again, like right away, even if we both agree it was a great date, it's too much too soon.
Yeah, totally. Like, even if a girl started texting me right away, I kind of get a little.
Do you?
Yeah. A little hesitant, like, maybe this chick's a little too needy, and
right,
I can't deal with chicks that are needy. You can't take needy chicks.
That's so not for you. Okay. Forcing a date. It's good to make plans for the next date, but don't pull the now or never card or pressure a girl into seeing you as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if she says she's busy that week. Better yet, don't plan a second date through text. Call her. I totally agree. I had a guy, I think it was on the show. He was like, I asked you out once. I can't remember who it was. And they were like, this came up on the show. And I said, I'm really busy for 2 weeks. You should call me after. And then I ran into him a year later at a party. You should call me in 2 weeks. And he's like, you were totally blowing me off. And I was like, no, I really was busy for 2 weeks and I would have gone out with you. But he was assuming that
You're just making up
making assumptions. Yeah. Never make assumptions. That's one of the four rules, four agreements. So he made an assumption, and he's wrong. So, and also, I think there's nothing. We're talking about texting. Sometimes it's really nice to pick up and make a goddamn phone call. Call her and ask her out. If she says no, be like, hey, what's up with you? And then you can also tell by her tone of voice, maybe she's not that into you or whatever it is. Do you know
what's crazy, though? Some women just get thrown off by the call. So they're like, oh, he's calling. And then they deny the call just because he's calling. And then,
I know.
And then they text you like, oh, hey, what's up? What's
going on? Yeah, you're like, wait, you called me. People don't.
But then I call them on their shit and they love it. I go, I'm not a teenager. I don't text. So if you want, when you want to call me,
oh,
let
you
me know.
Don't text? Yes, you do.
I text, but like you, if it's somebody that I'm like really into, you know, I pull the card like, oh, I'm not a teenager. I don't text. Right. So we can talk later when you're ready.
Right.
And dude, believe me,
the girls come running.
Eat that shit.
They
up.
Rip your pants down. That's amazing.
Yeah. Because any like beautiful woman is usually used to men kissing their ass all the time. So if you call them and don't cater to their crap, they're going to be kind of interested.
When are
in
you sweet to women? When does that part come in?
I'm sweet to women all the time. Like if a woman's with me, I'm going to treat them like
gold.
Are you
going to tell her you're going to say, hey, baby, hey, beautiful?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I can't do that with any old hoe out there on the street.
I know. I know you don't do that. Okay, the next is, hey. This is something you should not do when you're texting. Don't just say, hey. It puts the burden on the girl. Now she thinks she has to think of something to say. This also goes for, how are you? I've had a lot of guys be like, what's up?
But they just really want to bone. They're just like, what's up?
I'm like, what's up? And that, you know, that reading between the lines, I want to bone you.
Yeah.
So just say you want to bone me or give me something good. But hey, how are you? I'm deleting that.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Do you really care what's up? Do you want to know what's up? I'm texting some other guy right now who's a better texter than you. Okay. The conversation starter. If you're really reaching for an excuse to text someone, it will come across like you're just shouting, I need to start a conversation now. I intend to start a conversation now. So you should not just start off with like, so what do you think about small dogs or whatever? Like you want to call them or wait till you're on the date, but don't like be texting to start a whole conversation.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Sometimes texting gets exhausting. And I really think that the call is the holy grail. When the guy picks up the phone and calls me, I'm totally
Well,
psyched.
You know me, I don't like writing, so I'm always on the phone.
I know.
Always.
I love that you always call. And now we G-chat.
We video chat.
It's so fun.
How much do you love that?
I love it. I get to see your little pretty face.
Thank you.
Okay. The last and final thing. Do you want to guess what men shouldn't do?
Ask them if they're DTF.
Don't do that, but the winky face. Don't use emoticons. You're not in middle school anymore.
Emoticons.
I love emoticons. Do you not use emoticons?
I am guilty of maybe using emoticons here and
there.
Yeah,
you do the smiley face. Because sometimes you want someone to know that you're joking. There's no other way to do it. Or you want to be cute or you want to be funny. Yeah. It's become punctuation.
It's fine.
I don't think a guy's a pussy if he does a little smiley winky face.
Well, maybe he is, but just let it go.
He might be a pussy, but not because of the emoticon. I swear to God, it was something else. It was something else. It was not the emoticon. So that's what we got for you on today's show. This has been awesome. Happy Friday.
I love it. I got to talk to your family today. It's Friday. I want people to drink but don't drive.
Exactly.
Have a good time. We're here at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco. If you don't know what Stitcher is, you just download it for your phone.
Yep.
And it's free.
Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.